Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Mo Thoughts, here coming at you early this morning for another edition of Three Snaps Open Mic Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning, this evening, or whatever time it is that you happen to be listening to this broadcast. Yes, you heard it right. The name of this show is called Three Snaps Open Mic Show, formerly entitled the Just Mo Thoughts Show. Over a period of time, there has been some changes in the show, and I first originally started Three Snaps Open Mic on Facebook Live, and I decided to bring it to Blog Talk Radio. So shout out to all my Blog Talk Radio listeners. Thank you for listening. I knew you could be listening to any other broadcast, but I thank you for taking the time to listen to Three Snaps Open Mic. You are in for a treat tonight. Today, I'm going to be discussing, is your favorite time to write? That's going to be the running topic of today's show, or tonight's show, or whatever time you happen to be listening to this show. On the last broadcast, I posed the question, when is your favorite time to write? No, not when, but it's actually what is your favorite day? That is the question that I posed to everyone on the last broadcast. This broadcast, the question is, when is your favorite time to write? And this is in honor of The Celebration Continues, Celebrating Spoken Word Poetry. I originally was going to do these broadcasts on the week of International Spoken Word Week, which was from October 15th through October 21st. But I didn't do it on Blog Talk Radio. I was doing the series then on Facebook Live. And then it was during that week that I had a newfound appreciation for spoken word poetry. Now, those of you that have been listening to the show for any amount of time know that I have been doing spoken word poetry for about 5 years. But I've been writing off and on. But I started to get a renewed sense of appreciation for the art of spoken word poetry as far as listening to other spoken word artists. And I learn a lot when I listen to other spoken word artists, when I take the time to really listen and enjoy the way other poets express themselves. Because each poet has a different story and a different method of delivery. Now, my delivery is more laid back and more inspirational. I come from an inspirational place. But other people talk about more deeper issues that I have not been through, somebody else has not been through. And what others have been through, I have not been through. So there's certain things that I write about that maybe a person may not understand or whatever. And I respect each poet's story, because everyone has a story. Everyone has a story. So that is how I started developing a love for spoken word poetry again, because I was writing it, you know, here and there. I wasn't really taking time to write it over the past few years because of different situations that have come up. But now I take time to write poetry again, and I get inspiration from other poets and inspiration from observations and different things that I hear or even read or whatever, and I endeavor to learn a lot. And then I'm able to take certain things and turn them into poetry and to share my story. Those of you know, I used to write a lot about how relationships didn't work, or how certain things didn't work with the young man I was with, or whatever the case may be. and I took my frustrations and I turned it into poetry. I took lemons and turned it into lemonade, especially the poem that I did, You Show Me What Love Is Not, which I did that one back in 2012, and then I did another poem in 2017 called June 28th, Day of Freedom. Actually, that was last year in 2016 when I wrote that poem. And it came to a point that I was ready to write about other things besides how it didn't work with this individual and that individual. And I wrote those particular pieces for a reason, to bring about a point. How many of y'all have ever heard about a person showing you what love is not? See, that was a different perspective. You often hear about what love is, but you don't hear about what love is not. So when I wrote that poem, I came from a different perspective. And the lesson was, you know, a lot of times we may come across a person that will show us what love is not. So then when you meet the next person, you actually know what love is. So that's a little ground about that particular poem, as I've mentioned before. So, and that also shows how I've grown as a writer and I've grown as a person simultaneously. As I grow as a person, I grow as a writer, and I'm able to come from a different perspective and even go back and rewrite the poems that I've written and bring a different perspective to it because I have evolved. So that is the cool thing about writing. And so with that being said, I'll tell you all my favorite time to write is basically any time that I have a chance to write. You know, I take an hour to write, jot down some ideas, or even if I have an idea about what I want to write about, first I'll have the idea about what I want to write about and then get the title for the poem later on. And sometimes I'll get a title of a poem and then I'll build the poem around that. So basically, I like to write anytime I have a chance. And for me, I like to go out and write, like go out to a restaurant, sit outside and just write down different ideas. And at the same time eating something or drinking something and just enjoying the atmosphere of being outside, you know, sitting at a table and enjoying the scenery and people watching and things like that. So my favorite time to write is any time that I have a chance. And then for those of you who are actually listening in or who listen to the broadcast, make sure you comment. And let me know, when is your favorite time to write? To all you poets out there and you writers, I want to hear from you all as well. This is an interactive broadcast. So I love for everybody to join in the conversation. And in this series, it's called The Celebration Continues, Celebrating Spoken Word Poetry. I love the art of spoken word poetry. Because there's no rules, you can express yourself in many different ways when it comes to spoken word poetry. So definitely feel free to comment and also make sure that you share this broadcast. Invite other poets and other writers to the broadcast. For this series, I'll be continuing this series all the way to next week, continuing the celebration of spoken word poetry. And there are so many great spoken word, and I'm going to be posting different poets on my show page. For those of you that want to follow the show page, you can definitely check me out Right now, the page is entitled The Just Mo Thoughts Radio and TV. You can find that on Facebook. And you can feel free to like my page on Facebook as well as Twitter. It's at Mo Thoughts Poet. On Instagram, at Mo Thoughts. It's Mo Thoughts Poetry. On Twitter, it's Mo Thoughts Poet. And on Facebook, it's just Mo Thoughts Radio and TV. So make sure you like, page, and follow, and keep up with what's going on as the celebration continues. And for those of you that would like to discuss a piece, definitely let me know what is your favorite piece or who is your favorite poet, you know, and then that will be in the next episode. But this episode I am dedicating to when is your favorite time to write, and as I've already shared, my favorite time to write is any opportunity that I have to sit down and be quiet for at least an hour and write. Sometimes I write at night when I'm at home, and most of the time I do my best writing when I'm out and about. So I definitely want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Three Snaps Open Mic Show. Make sure you share the broadcast and let people know that the Three Snaps Open Mic Show is in effect. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Three Snaps Open Mic. There will be at least 4 more episodes in this series of the Celebration Continues, celebrating spoken word poetry. Once again, for tuning in. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, you can definitely comment on the show page. If there's a topic that you all would like for me to discuss on the Three Snaps Open Mic, definitely let me know and we will look into discussing that topic. Because like I said, it's not just about me, but it's about you all joining in the discussion. And it makes it interesting when more people join in the discussion. The monologue, it's a conversation. And also, if you would like to be a guest on the show, definitely inbox me on Facebook. Shout out to the Twitter, my Twitter family. Shout out to all those that follow me on Twitter. Shout out to all those that follow me on Facebook and follow me on Instagram. Thank you so much for your love and support in the Three Snaps Open Mic Show. And I will leave you with a poem. And this is You Show Me What Love Is Not. I'm going to just do this poem, freestyle it a little bit. You showed me what love is not. Really? Really? This is how you do? I mean, really. I was better to you than any other woman that's ever been in your life. But yet, that was not good enough, was it? See, I gave and gave of my love and time and attention, but it just was not good enough, was it? See, you showed me what love is not. I took the time to pray for you, but it just seems as though it was not good enough. See, you showed me what love is not. Really? Really? This is how you mean? Really? I was better to you than any other woman that's ever been in your life. But it just was not good enough. See, you showed me what love is not. So now when the next man comes, the God-sent man comes my way, I will know what love is because you showed me what love is not. That's just a little snippet of you showed me what love is not, and I haven't did that in a while. But I just wanted to share that poem with y'all. That was the one that I did in 2000. Poem that I ever wrote was You Show Me What Love Is Not. But I've moved on to writing about other things. But I just wanted to share that with everyone. And those of you that want to comment and let me know how you like the poem, feel free to comment if you want to add to the poem. Definitely feel free to add to it. And stay tuned for the next episode that will be broadcasting on Wednesday. And again, thank you all for tuning in to Three Snaps Open Mic.